Good evening. Welcome to Now and Then. I'm your host, Tom Abbott. And tonight on the show, we're going to focus on one of my favorites. It's Bonnie Raitt. She got her start back in the summer of 1970. She was playing with her brother, David. And they were playing for Mississippi Fred McDowell. They were at the Philadelphia Folk Festival. She was noticed by a few people at that venue. That got her a shot opening up for John Hammond at the Gaslight Cafe in New York. While she was in New York performing, a reporter from Newsweek saw her performance, spread the word. Scouts from major record labels started following her a bit. She got some interest, and she was accepted. She accepted an offer from Warner Brothers. They released her debut album, self-titled Bonnie Raitt, in 1971. That album was produced by Willie Murphy on the west bank of the Mississippi River in Minneapolis. They're near the University of Minnesota campus, mostly the left bank musicians in Minneapolis helping her out on that debut album. She's just released her 18th album. She's got a closet full of Grammy Awards. She's very well respected as a bottleneck slide guitar player. She's got a very distinctive voice. She can be very soft and tender and have a bit of a growl and sort of a shout to her as well. And not the smooth vocalist of, say, a Norah Jones or something like that, but she's got a great voice for the blues. And she can really deliver a ballad as well. And she's got all of that for us tonight on her new album, Just Like That. That's the title of the new one. It's her 18th studio album. She's got a couple of live records as well in her career. We'll get to the new stuff right now. Just Like That, the new album from Bonnie Raitt here on Now and Then tonight. We'll get all the way back to 1971 later on in the show.
Rainstorm, tin roof, symphony. watched him circle around the block, finally stopped at mine. Took a while before he knocked, like all he had was time. Excuse me, ma'am, maybe you can help. The directions weren't so clear. I'm looking for Olivia's aunt. They said I might find her here. Well, I looked real hard and asked him what she's got he's looking for. Said there's something I think she'd want to know when I let him in the door. It's not like me to trust so quick. Caught me by surprise. But something about him gave me ease right there in his eyes. Just like that, your life can change. If I hadn't looked away, my boy might still be with me now. Be 25 today. No knife can carve away the stain. No drink can drown regret. They say Jesus brings you peace and grace. Well, he ain't found me yet. Sat down and took a deeper breath and looked right in my face. I heard about the son you lost, how you left without a trace. I spent years just trying to find you so I could finally let you know. It was your son's heart that saved me and a life you gave us both. Just like that, your life can change. Look what the angels send. I lay my head upon his chest. I was with my boy again. Well, I spent so long in darkness, I never thought the night would end. But somehow grace has found me. I had to let him in.
Na 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 as much as me. Deadlines once again. cute on him. Just waiting for you to blow. All the same to me. Waiting for you to blow. First casual. casualty. Blame it on me. Blame it on me. It's not the way love's supposed to be. How can you so casually blame it on me? to make it pay for the ice cream cake. The flu in the prison infirmary. My last day I looked up and saw a man wheel around the corner, down to skin and bones, that's all. I asked the nurse where he was going. She said, hospice down the hall. He probably won't be in there long. Any day we'll get the call. If they let family in, she said, not really at the end. Truth is, a lot don't have someone, no friends or next of kin. The thought of those guys going out alone, it hit me somewhere deep. I asked, could I go sit with them for some comfort and. Next thing you know, I'm on the ward doing things you can't believe. Like shaving Julio's bony head, cracking him up when I wash his feet. Well, I used to run when I saw Tyrone, knowing your place is what it's all about. And now he's here doubled up in pain. Cancer eating him from the inside out. I sit and wait outside his stall to help him when he's done. Well, I can't undo the wrong I did. Give back the life I took. But maybe when it comes my turn, I'll get a second look. I don't know about religion. Only know what I see. And in the end, when I hold their hand, both of us set free.
Just like that. That is the title of the new album from Bonnie Raitt. It's her 18th album, and she started in 1971 and has had a long-time collaboration and good music relationship with quite a few of the folks from Southern California. Raitt is from Massachusetts, got her start in Boston, but put her first album together with a bunch of musicians in Minneapolis. Willie Murphy, great local musician there in the Minneapolis area, was the producer of her first album in 1971. She's been long associated with a couple of artists that have passed on now, John Prine and Warren Zevon, namely, but also longtime collaborators with Little Feat, Jackson Brown, Pointer Sisters, Leon Russell. And Jackson Brown, she's covered his songs many times. And with Little Feat, she was actually at a point where she almost took a job as the lead singer when Lowell George passed away and they were looking for a new lead vocalist for the band. Bonnie Raitt entertained it, but for everybody's benefit in music, I think it was really good that she stuck with her solo career. Little Feat continued on, and they continue to make really good music. But Bonnie Raitt then really skyrocketed. Got to mention, of course, the fact that she was had a drug and drinking problem, and she cleaned it all up in 1987. She saw Stevie Ray Vaughan performing when he was sober, and she said, "Wow, he is so much better." And that was her, that she talks about that in almost every time she talks about her sobriety. She's been sober since 1987. It was 1989 that everything just went all in the right direction for Bonnie Raitt. It's when she put out some 3-4 albums in a row, all started with Luck of the Draw in 1999. Well, Nick of Time first, followed by Luck of the Draw, and then Longing in Their Hearts. It was like 89 to 95 in that period there where she really became a commercial success. She'd already been very much so a well-respected in the music industry, great guitar player, breaking a mold there for others to follow as a female guitarist and slide guitar, Bottleneck. And, of course, her vocals are fantastic. And she also was really developing as a songwriter by that time as well. We're going to, with the time we have remaining here, we're going to be covering a lot of cover songs that she's done through her career, which are fantastic. She's a great interpreter. Her voice really adds the emotion that each song calls for. And this time of the evening, I'm going to kick it off here with the last set here of the music. And this is Bonnie Raitt covering Richard Thompson, Richard and Linda Thompson's Dimming of the Day. ¶¶
old house is falling down around my ear. I'm drowning in a river of my tears. When all my will is gone, you hold me sway.
Bonnie with the harmony vocal there provided by Paul Brady, who she worked with often. And it was Richard Thompson on the guitar.
Sometimes I lie awake at night and wonder where my life will lead me. Waiting to pass under sleep's dark and silent. Looking for the time to play while my old friends they slipped away. Never should have had to try so hard to make love work out. I guess I don't know what love is. I've been downtown such a long, long time. I'll never make it home by 7. Won't you come and take me home? I've been too long at the fair. Oh, Lord, I just can't stand it anymore. But I never knew what laughing was till you walked out the door. Won't you come and take me home? Been too long at the fair. Lord, I just can't stand it anymore.
Fire smiling through.
See you. Life isn't easy. Love never lasts. You just carry on and keep moving fast. I turned off the highway, pulled into town. I'm fancy free, darling, but I've traveled.
sky. Trailer on camping ground.
not half bad. It was written on the walls and window shades, and how she'd act, the little girl. The deceiver, don't believe her, that's her trait.
Johnny Raitt. Great guitar player, great songwriter, and just once again, a great album from Bonnie Raitt. And that is number 18 from her catalog and her great career. We got all the way back to 1971 there for a period. She started off with a recording session in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Willie Murphy got a band together of musicians right there on the West Bank. And Bonnie Raitt's been a big force in blues and rock. Very gifted guitarist. Thanks for joining me for the show tonight. Coming up next, there's more music. OCD is your host for Radio Free Petersburg. And then we have the World Cafe at midnight. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.